Lecture 7, Delphi and Olympia.
Hello and welcome back to our series of lectures on ancient Greek civilization. In our last two lectures, we concentrated on some of the most important changes that took place in the Greek world during the 8th century. And you'll recall that we paid particular attention to the rise of the polis as the household units, the oikoi of the Dark Ages, gave way to larger and larger agglomerations, hamlets, villages, towns. And we saw also that as polis began to evolve, there were other important changes taking place in the Greek world at the same time. For example, we saw that at the end of the 8th century, sometime around 725, for the first time, the poems of Homer were written down. And this was significant both in terms of what it meant for epic poetry and also for what it meant for the Greeks now that they were equipped with a writing system. We saw also that that writing system had been borrowed from the Near East, that they were using an adapted version of a Northwest Semitic script. And in discussing this, we talked about the incredible influence during the Orientalizing period on the Greeks from the ancient Near East, an influence that was felt as the Greeks sent out colonies and traded around the Eastern Mediterranean and indeed Sicily, Italy, and the Western Mediterranean as well. This period of great change in the 8th century also saw astonishing developments at two of the most important religious sanctuaries in the ancient Greek world, Delphi and Olympia. And it's the particular changes that take place there and the significance of these changes that I want to talk about in today's lecture. Let's look first of all at Delphi. Delphi was far more than a simple temple to Apollo, far more than an altar where sacrifices were made in his honour. And it would really be wrong to think of it in terms of modern analogies to a church or a synagogue. Rather, the sanctuary of Apollo was a sacred space, an entire area set aside for the god. It was a place that held an altar where sacrifices were made in his honour, a temple. But in addition to this, the entire sanctuary was littered, quite literally, with treasuries where dedications made in honour of the god were stored and where dedications could be put on display. Delphi also is different in that it is the one place that the Greeks regard as the centre of their universe. It is what they call the omphalos, the navel of the world. So to them, it is the very centre, not just of Greece, but of the entire world. The particular worship which took place at Delphi is quite extraordinary because unlike at other sanctuaries where sacrifices may be made and you would hope that the gods were paying attention to you, at Delphi you could be sure that the god was present. The god actually spoke through the priestess whom he possessed. Our word enthusiasm in English comes from the Greek enthusiasmos, which means the possession of the god as he takes control of the body of the priestess and infuses her with his spirit so that when she speaks, she is uttering his words. These words would then be written down by priests, rendered into good hexameter verse, and then given back to those who had approached the oracle. So Delphi is a charged space. It is the center of the world, and it is the place where the divine is made manifest in human affairs. Delphi really gives us a window onto the world of the 8th century, because it is during that time that the number and the value of the offerings at Delphi increase dramatically.